From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. has accused Iran of supplying Houthi rebels in Yemen with a missile fired into Saudi Arabia in July and called on the U.N. to hold Tehran accountable. U.S. U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley said such activity violates Security Council resolutions. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has accused Iran of direct military aggression after a missile was fired from Yemen toward Riyadh Saturday. U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert said it's too early to determine who was responsible.
That is the situation that we're continuing to assess right now. We don't have a full determination on who is responsible for that.
Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, dismissed the allegation as contrary to reality. University of Denver International Affairs Professor Jonathan Edelman said a tough policy toward Iran is part of the Crown Prince's overall Saudi strategy.
With Mohammed bin Salman trying to revise the entire nature of Saudi Arabia, what would be the best possible way to unite the country under him? To have an enemy like Iran.
The Security Council is to meet Wednesday to discuss the humanitarian situation in Yemen, where the Saudi-led coalition has closed access to the country's sea, land, and airports to cut off weapon shipments. Fadela Chaib is with the World Health Organization. She said the humanitarian situation is bad.
It's also battling a very serious cholera outbreak. Since months, we are trying to stop it.
Cholera cases are said to top 900,000 since April. Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has warned democracy in her country is under threat after the Supreme Court put an indefinite hold on a presidential runoff election over fraud allegations. She called Liberia's democracy under assault. Former footballer George Weah faces off against Vice President Joseph Boakai Tuesday in a ballot that was to replace Ms. Johnson Sirleaf. This is VOA News.